To listen, press 1. You have one played message received at 12:51 p.m.
Mike in 021 11. Just got a message here, little f***ed up friend, man. He is f***ing with the wrong person. Yeah, f***ing let him listen to this too. Sucker. You have f***ed with the wrong person, you f***ing jumped up little f***head. Call me back if you got the f***ing balls.
To return the call, press 0.
No, it wasn't me.
Matt Heath, on being accused, seemed to go into a state of shock.
He kept saying, brown hands. I'm being framed. Brown hands.
We find the defendant guilty, Your Honour.
I want to assure you, I did not make the mystery sound at the Rema Park Lodge.
In criminal investigations, character can help discover the culprit. The who helps discover the whom. The Rimu Park Lodge mystery sound is either an unconscious omission or a perfectly executed plan to discredit a co-host. Who was more likely to do what and why? I'm journalist Robin V. Dave, and this is a podcast about the Rimu Park Lodge mystery sound, a snow crime recorded. In 2016, during a ski trip to Ohakuni, Jeremy Wells entered Matt Heath's room in the early hours of the morning and recorded him snoring on his iPhone. These facts are not in dispute. It is this crime recorded here, dubbed the mystery sound by Matt Heath, that has been the subject of national debate ever since. Only Matt Heath, who appeared to have made the sound in his sleep, or Jeremy Wells, the only witness to the crime, could have committed the crime. But who was it? Which of the two men's character points to the crime? While points of character can never be seen as conclusive, they can shed some light on who is more likely to commit a crime. For example, if Jeremy Wells is such an upstanding citizen, why, in 2003, after an episode of Eating Media Lunch, did alleged comedian Mike King leave this message for him?
To listen, press 1. You have one played message received at 12:51 p.m.
Mike in 021 Just got a message here, little f***ed up friend, man. He is f***ing with the wrong person. Yeah, let him listen to this too. Sucker. You have f***ed with the wrong person. You f***ing jumped up little f***head. Call me back if you got the f***ing balls.
To return the call, press 0.
But before we look more into Mike King's frank and reasoned assessment of Wells, let's first look at the character of Matt Heath. In a recent interview, Deputy Editor of the New Zealand Herald, Sir Murray Kirkness, put it this way.
I've only got three words. Matt Heath, guilty.
But is he? Matt was in generally good health in August 2016, if a little overweight, and according to his doctor, he had a slightly enlarged prostate. He was the co-host of the Matt and Jerry Breakfast Show on Hauraki, and seemed happy and popular in his position.
So true. You're listening to Radio Hauraki at 7:20 a.m.
A problem for the defence is Matt Heath's claim that he has no idea at all what the mystery sound is. Here, an audio from the Matt and Jerry show, less than 8 hours after the noise was created. Matt reacts in a seemingly jovial fashion when confronted with the crime by Jeremy Wells.
That sounds like some snoring, but what's that other noise? That's the bit that's confuses me. What is that?
This is the first reference to a mystery sound. Before that, there was no question what it was. But was a sound like this ever really that much of a mystery to Matt? Is it really possible he has no idea at all what it is? Or was it simply convenient for him to not know? This from retired Canadian judge Alan Morissette, 83, in a compensation interview with Matt. Once again, we apologise for the poor sound quality and acting on this recording.
But Matt, can you see why some people might struggle to find it credible at all that you have no idea whatsoever at all what the Remu Park Lodge mystery sound is.
I was under a lot of stress, as you can imagine at the time, to be accused of that. I mean, I think I did pretty well under the circumstances. I mean, I was under a lot of stress. I was having blackouts at the time. I have no memory of it. It was the police. If the police had done their job, it wasn't me.
Strangely, and some would argue incompetently, Judge Alan Morissette, 83, immediately dropped this line of questioning, letting Matt off the hook on a pivotal issue. He would later declare Matt Heath innocent. Surely it would have been helpful if the judge had asked Matt to explain this audio from a 2008 TV show produced by Matt called Her Man and Wheeze. The song was commissioned by Matt Heath, the guitar played by Matt Heath, and the lyrics written by Matt Heath were sung by his girlfriend at the time, and yet he claims to have a complete lack of knowledge around the areas of the mystery sound. This from Jeremy Wells in a police interview 2 weeks after the crime.
Of course Matt knows what the mystery sound is. It's only called the mystery sound because he called it that, because he didn't want to face up to what he'd done. I mean, have you seen his TV shows? There was a whole segment on this kind of stuff. He knew exactly what the mystery sound was. The question is, why is he lying? And I think we all know the answer to that.
Researchers for the Brown Hands podcast found audio in MediaWorks archives that seemed to back up Jeremy's claims.
Foul-feathered fiend! Quack, quack! Like water off a duck's back! Quack, 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 quack! Quack, 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 quack!
Try this on for size!
There seems to be a credibility gap for Matt. He conveniently has no recollection of the events at the Remu Park Lodge, claiming he blacked out after getting a massive head of steam up at the powder keg.
I'll have these blackouts and I can't remember anything, especially when I've been, only when I've been drinking, really.
But that blackout couldn't have extended back in time to 2002. Surely he knew at the very least what the mystery sound was. But why would he mislead on such an obvious point? Is he hiding something? Longtime Matt supporter and ex-Blackstick John Caravan didn't think so in his book Matt and the Monster from early this year. We apologise for the poor quality of the acting in this next extract.
Oh, come on, the police probably planted the mystery sound themselves. I don't have any evidence they did, but they probably did knowing them, which I don't. It's all a conspiracy if you ask me. Hello? David?
So there are problems for Matt from the perspective of character, but he is not alone. Next, we examine the character of Jeremy Wells, the only other person who could have produced the mystery sound. There is also plenty in Jeremy's past that points suspicion towards him. To Jeremy's supporters, he is a victim. He was simply in Matt's room recording his friend snoring in the hopes of humiliating him on the radio the following morning. He simply stumbled in and discovered a horrific crime. But with no witnesses and Jeremy not willing to answer key questions, we are left to piece things together ourselves from the evidence we have. So what is there in Jeremy's past that points to him? This audio from Jeremy's TV series, Eating Media Lunch, was uncovered recently in the TVNZ archives. Here, Wells is heard faking a stutter in calls to Good Morning and Leighton Smith's News Talk ZB radio show.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Mary. How are you?
Excellent, thanks.
I think these emissions should
be introduced. I think is what you're trying to say, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Lambie comes in at 8 seconds, and worse, barely contains a smirk.
Morning, Leighton. It's Eddie here. I'm just standing outside here, Leighton, and it's a beautiful day. It's been a beautiful day for quite a while.
That's terrific, Eddie. I hope it stays that way.
Now, I wanted to touch on a couple of things. The first thing is, Leighton, I went to intermediate school in the 1960s here in Auckland. They
Just hang on, Eddie. It's 11:30.
Smith allowed just 6 seconds before seeking refuge in some headlines. A disappointing end to our experiment.
And here, Jeremy is recorded asking a Destiny Church member about the sexuality of Jesus.
If Jesus was gay, what do you think he would think of this march?
Number one, he ain't gay. And number two, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
And finally, and most damning of all, Wells asks an inappropriate question of a lady around horse sex.
Is there a difference between a man forcing himself sexually on a horse and a woman having sex with a horse?
A man doing what on a horse?
Ex-Blackstick and longtime Matt supporter John Caravan concludes that if Jeremy Wells was involved in producing such lewd content, he is very likely to have produced the mystery sound himself. Matt Heath or Jeremy Wells are the only people that could have made the mystery sound. Character evidence suggests both have spent much of their lives operating in the mystery sound area. Both seem capable of having committed the sound. It is interesting to note that only Matt has lied or misled in his testimony. Why? What has he to hide? With no witnesses, Character can shed some light on the events at the Rimu Park Lodge in 2016. But while important, this evidence is not conclusive. It does, however, on balance appear to move the finger of blame back towards Matt. On the next podcast, we look at further complex expert evidence that points the finger back at Jeremy Wells. The defence assertion that it isn't possible to produce an outward pushing sound downstairs at the same time as sucking inwardly from the face. And we outline audio proximity readings that suggest the two sounds, the snore and the mystery sound, were produced not more than 20 centimetres from each other. Yet Matt's mouth and nose are roughly 72 centimetres from his anus. The defence postulate a clinical, cold-blooded, squatting facial release from Jeremy Wells. I look forward to you joining us next time on Brown Hands, a snow crime recorded. I'm journalist Robin V. Dave, and this is Brown Hands.